into do what? Say so. Say the word. So he said you can live by this word. So this word works all the time. So that is where you should be breathing, living, and enjoying life from. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm going to live by the word of God. Yes, I'll eat bread and I'll drink water, but I will live by the word of God. Pack yourself there. Shout hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. All right, let's continue. We already, Psalm 138, I made reference with it before. 138 verse 2, you can look at it again. Psalm 138 verse 2, he holds his word. I worship toward the holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified the word above all thy name. Hallelujah. We sang tonight, be magnified, be glorified. Hallelujah. His name is power. His name is fire. His name burns like fire. We sing those songs. Hallelujah. And those things are all true. Hallelujah. He's a consuming fire. And God says, I magnify my name. He will magnify his name above. He magnify his word above all his name. Glory to God. That's the power of the word. This word is not an ordinary word. The word is powerful. Learn to speak the word. Learn to believe it. Learn to read it. Learn to say. Hallelujah. Acts. Now let's go to Acts chapter 17. Acts 17. Verse 28. Say, for in him we do what? We live and move, have our being. In him, in the word. In the word, we live, move, and have our being. As certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his what? Offspring. But the part I want you to look at is that A part. We live, we move, and have our being. Did you move around today? You moved because you left your home and you came here. While you were coming here, how many of you had the consciousness that you are moving in Christ? This is where you have to. So it's not just words. It's not a head word. It's not just a speaking thing. It is you are living in somebody. Somebody say, I live in him. Somebody say, I live in him. I move in him. I have my being in him. This is where I want you to begin to, this is where meditation helps you. You have to think about it at your own time. You have to spend time in his presence and begin to know. And when you begin to do that, your confidence will grow, your faith will grow. Everything in your system will begin to align to that word. Say amen. Somebody say, I will align with the word of God. So when you are driving, whether you're at home, whether you are grocery shopping, whether you're at work, whether you are flying, whether you're in the earth, whether you're on holidays, it doesn't matter where you find yourself. You are in God, in Christ Jesus, sealed by the Holy Spirit. That consciousness should be in you. Not only when we say, let us pray, then you realize, oh, I got to be in his presence. No, you should practice his presence all the time by being in him. Amen. All right, let's continue. Let's look at Acts. Acts chapter 6. Acts 6:4. It's called Acts of the Apostles. It said, but we will give ourselves what? Continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Hallelujah. We will give ourselves where? Sometimes? Continually. Continually. To what? To prayer. and to the ministry of the word. That's what I was just saying. Consciousness of being in him. All the time. When you are in that, then prayer is not a certain mode. Well, some people do it that way. But somebody say, I'm going to grow in the things of God. Hallelujah. Even sometimes when you are sleeping from your sleep, you find yourself, you are praying. You need to speak and give utterance. You begin to see things happen. And then you say, oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Ministry of the word. Ministry of the word. Minister Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go to Joshua. This one. Joshua chapter 1. Joshua 1. Oh, Joshua 1. Let's read from verse 7. 7. This is after God's servant Moses was moved to glory. Joshua is now Moses' servant that is going to take over his place. And this is the word of the Lord to Joshua. Word of the Lord to Joshua. The secret. So Moses was practicing some things. You know, among the prophets, Moses was very powerful. God used him mightily. And yet, here is God telling Joshua, this is what you're going to do. Yes, you are Moses' servant, but this is what you're going to do to have success in your ministry and where I'm taking you. Only be that what? Strong. So to be strong is your decision. Somebody say, I'm strong. The Bible says, I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So you make the decision starting today. Don't be saying, I'm so weak. I'm so tired. I'm so frail. I'm so this, you know. Sometimes if you hang around some people, you see how quickly your language change. It's like I don't use the word sorry, you know, because I understand, I was taught by the Holy Spirit not to use the word sorry, but to just say apologize, because sorry starts from the root of sorrow. So I don't wish you sorrow. But that's how we were trained as children. If you do something wrong, do what? Say sorry. So we've been baptizing people with sorry from when we were small till now. Parents did it to us, we do it to other people. Every little thing we say what? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You know? But you're saying, I'm sorrowful. That's what it is. Why would you wish yourself sorrow? So you change it. I apologize. No, sorry. So sometimes when you're in the midst of where people are saying it and they've said it a few times, before you know it, you that your mind is renewed, you are going to say what? No, you won't say I apologize. You say I'm sorry. Yeah, you shouldn't, but that's what happened. Even though your mind is renewed, that you should not be using the word sorry, but hang around the people who continue to say that, before you know it, you also will do what? So, that's why I say, practice the consciousness of saying, I don't do that. I just told you, I apologize. I apologize. I'm saying, but if you hang around the camp of sorry, you will not be doing, I apologize, you'll be doing, because you shall have what you do what? The Bible says you shall have what you say. So you keep confessing sorrow, attached to sorrow is what? Grief. So you have brought that to yourself and to your home. May the Lord deliver us from ignorance. He said the word of God is quick. It will bring what? Understanding to the simple. I say, Lord, bring understanding to me. Where I am simple, give me your understanding. In the name of Jesus, you should be saying amen. Only thou be strong and be very what? Courageous. That thou mayest observe to do according to how many things? To all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. So everywhere you go, anywhere you find yourself, any nation, any country, any corner, anywhere in your city, anywhere in your business, anywhere you find yourself, whether you're going for a walk, whether you're going to deal with some contracts, whatever it is, take the word. Amen. And do the word. And say you will find success and prosperity. Verse 8. I'll do it up to 9. Verse 8. Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not what? Depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. So your prosperity, your success, and everything depends on how you have acquainted yourself with the word and how you function in the word. How you live and breathe and move in the word. It will direct your path. It will take you to the right place at the right time. So you are always at the right place at the right time. You are always having a God day. Amen. You're having a God moment. You're having a God opportunity. Hallelujah. You're having a God kind of success. Because there are some success that will lead you to hell. You don't want that. You want God kind of success. Say amen. God kind of success moves you from where? Glory to glory. Doesn't move you from one disaster to the other. May you and your family be free from every work of darkness. And may we have good success in walking with the Lord. 9, verse 9. Have I not commanded thee, be what? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whatsoever thou goest. So those four things are going to be the challenges that Joshua is going to face in his endeavor, in his leadership, in his ministry to the people and to God. And God gave him, be what? Strong. So Joshua should be saying every day, I'm strong. What should you be saying? I am strong. I am of good courage. I am not afraid. I am not dismayed. I'm not a confused person. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this works for me wherever I go. Doesn't matter. I go to even the country where they hate believers, they hate Christians, you'll find favor there. Say amen. Because the Lord is with you. And the Lord is with me. And we are proof of that because we have gone to many of those places and the Lord was with us and is. Say amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. How do you meditate? You dwell on it. You think on it. You don't think about your bills and your sickness and disease and all the troubles of this. You don't meditate on those. You meditate on the word. Spend your energy. Take the same energy. Same energy you use to think about a negative thing. The same equal energy it takes to think about what God can do. So shift yourself immediately. Make a shift on a daily basis. I'm going to think on the things of God. Philippians 4 tells you that, 4 to 8. It says, verse 8 tells you think on these things. Can you put Philippians 4 for me? You can do verse 4 to 8, but I only need verse 8. Finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are what? True. Whatsoever things are what? Honest. Whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. So if my thought and my daily thought, if they don't include these good things, anything that comes outside of the circle of this, cast them out. Cast them down. That's what the word of God tells us. So you think on good things. Don't start thinking, oh, my wife is a bad wife. So if you think your wife is a bad wife, what are you going to get? My husband is a bad husband, so what are you going to get? Hello? Yeah, I end up there. So, but the thing is, think on good things. Think on good things. It said the word of God will bring understanding to the simple. May the word of God begin to refigure and recalibrate everything in your family, your mind, your thoughts, your family, even difficult people that you're around. The word of God can begin to work on them. Say amen. Say amen. Even if you're in a difficult city, the word of God can begin. If you're in a place where nothing good is coming out of, something good will come out. As long as there is dirt in that place, something good can come out of it. Because dirt are meant to grow things. Somebody shout hallelujah. Say, Lord, I can have a good harvest here. Somebody shout hallelujah. So as you meditate on the word, I'll give you an example. You know, like the about 11 plus years ago, one of my sons, when they were going to get married, they just got married and they brought me a little flower. I like plants. I like to grow things, you know. So I put that thing, I just left it in a corner in my house on a coffee table. It has little cactus and, you know, those little things where you have little tiny cactus, like few of them, in a small container about the size of my hands together, my fingers together. So I put it there. All I did to that plant is just put water. It dawned on me, you know. I was looking at it, and I said, my goodness, this thing has outgrown that little container. Sometimes I even forget it's there, because if I don't sit in that corner of the house, it's there, but it's surviving. It's in the right corner, and it is taking care of itself. It's growing. All it needs, you know, cactus doesn't need lots of water. You don't have to drain it. Sometimes we travel and just put a little water once in a while. Sometimes once a month or once in 2 months, you know. That thing has outgrown the container. I have not changed the soil. The way they gave it to me, the little thing they gave it to me is sitting there, you know. And the thing has grown. It has grown 7-10 times bigger than what I was given. It has crawled out of the container and down. I did not change the soil. All I do is just put a little water once in a while. I don't even speak to it and say, oh, you must grow. Just put it there and forget about it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, if you come to this church in the fall, you see lots of plants. All those plants you are there, they all start with little tiny stuff. They grow. Now, what did I learn from that? I now observe that, wow, you don't need to do much, because God has already programmed the earth to do what it needs to do. Hallelujah. It's programmed the plant to do what it needs to do. It's also programmed me and you to do what we need to do. It's only human that's having problem with their own space and themselves. The plant will do what it needs to do. That thing did not need so much soil. It has outgrown and got 7-10 times bigger than when it started. And it's still surviving. No new soil added, no nothing. Why? Because God spoke. God spoke. Where did God speak? God spoke in Genesis 1. Right? Can you find that scripture? Maybe about verse 13 or the third day. Just look for the third day in Genesis 1. On the third day, God did something there. Praise the Lord. Why they are looking for the scripture for me? Where God spoke over the earth and says, yes, verse 11 to, I think I'm going to read verse 11 to either 12 or 13. Say, and God said, let the earth do what? Bring forth grass. And herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after its kind. Whose seed is in itself upon what? The earth, and it was so. Go to 12. And the earth did what? Brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind. Not its kind, his kind. Because it is his that spoke it. Hallelujah. God spoke. Amen. And the fruit yielding fruit. And the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was where? In itself. After his kind, and God saw that it was good. God programmed it. You will do after your kind. There is power already inside you. And that power will continue not for one day, not for 1 year, not for 1,000 years, not two, not three. It is programmed. Hallelujah. Till this earth is moved away and wiped away, because the Bible says time is coming when this particular one will be wiped away with fervent heat. And a new heaven and a new earth will come that is no longer corrupt. Somebody shout hallelujah. God has programmed it. God spoke to the earth. God, first of all, verse 10, spoke to the earth and said, let the earth, let's go to 10. You can read that whole thing by yourself. 10. And God called what? Go to 9. Verse 9. And God said, Genesis 1:9, and God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land what? Appear, and it was so. Verse 10. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of waters called the sea, and God saw that it was what? Good. Now go to 11 now. And God said, let the earth, okay, you see, he separated water, he separated land. Everything, he already created land, created water, but chaotic things kept them hostage. After God said there's light, he began to call everything back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But he programmed stuff into the earth. Earth, this is what you do. So that plant still remembers, has the memory of the word inside it. Earth is there, the plant is there, and the water. All those three combinations always work. So if I'm a farmer, I'll never have a bankrupt farm. My farm will work because all I just need to do, just remember, the word works. Earth, you are asked to do this. You do it. Hallelujah. Bring forth. Bring forth your best. Now, let me give you another example. Bonsai trees. You know those trees that you shape? That's not my thing. But there are people who are good. They take a little pot. They put the little tree. They start growing a pine tree. They begin to shape it. And it only has very little soil or rock and little wood chips. That's it. And that tree can grow for 50 years and with big and not doing anything with it, that little tiny contact with earth, with rock, earth products, what happens? Survives. How much more, me and you, if you are born out of God, you are born out of the word made you, as he made those things. If you make contact, all you need to do is have contact with what? Connected to the word. Then what's going to happen to you? You will grow and be healthy. Somebody shout hallelujah. May God help us back to where we need to be. May our mind be renewed and truly believe God and mix the word of God with faith, believing, and get results. Make our way prosperous in the mighty name of Jesus. You don't have to be a believer to grow any tree. The people who understand this, they just know it works. May we know it works in our life. That's why Jesus says, I'm the true vine. Stay connected. When you are in him, so when we said earlier that we live and move and breathe in him, you stay connected, everything works in your life. Your heart will respond. Your liver will respond. Your stomach will respond. Your brain will respond to the word. They will work for you, not against you. In the name of Jesus. Somebody say, my whole system works for me. They don't work against me. I'm healthy. Divine health is my portion. Say amen. Blessings work for you. Curses don't work for you. I'm in a blessed camp. Not in the cursed camp. Say amen. Because the word, go back again to, I will not go there, but you read at your own time. Go to back to Deuteronomy 28. The first 14 verses tells you the blessing. The other almost 50-something verses goes on and on. Tells you about what? Curses. So blessing, because you obey the word. You hear the word, you obey, the blessing works. Curses come, you disobey the word. You hear the word, you disobey it, curses come. May you hear and obey in the name of Jesus. May the word work for you. Let's go quickly. I don't know how this time flies, but don't worry, we'll finish on time. Go to Jeremiah. Jeremiah 20. Jeremiah 20. Verse 9. You can read the rest of it at your own time. Jeremiah 20, I'm just going to read verse 9. It said, then I said, this is Jeremiah, then I said, I will not make mention of him or speak anymore. This is Jeremiah. This he was getting attacked and he was prophesying and the person he was prophesying about what's going to happen to the nation when people don't repent. And all of that. So somebody there came and gave him a dirty slap. But, you know, Jeremiah suffered many things. But the word of the Lord never depart from his mouth. What God told him to do, he did it. So, but Jeremiah is giving us a snippet of himself. So then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak anymore. Now, when you read that chapter, you find out where God changed somebody who had a good name and changed it back to a bad name. May God not change your name. Normally, God will change somebody's name that's not working for them to a good name. But in this case, the person's name was changed through prophetic word to, you are a terrible person. May God not call you a terrible person in the name of Jesus. Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in what? In my heart, as a burning fire shot up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing, I could not stay. The point here is God's word inside you. When it's inside your heart, it's like what? A burning fire. Fire. Hallelujah. As believers, sometimes we encounter fire. That's the word doing that inside you. I quoted earlier about how the fire works. Go to John chapter 1, verse 32. John chapter 1, verse 32, 33. Say, and John bear record saying, I saw what? The Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. You can read the whole chapter to get more of the detail. This during the baptism of Jesus. How John recognized Jesus. Even though they were cousins, they didn't grow up in the same house. The parents visited when they were pregnant, but now this first time encounter together. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit, what? Descending and remaining on him. The same is he which baptized with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You shall receive power. Go to Acts 1 quickly. Acts 1:8. Holy Ghost. So you see, this is the word of the Lord, and the word of the Lord is being manifested. Acts 1:8, but you shall do what? Receive power. After the Holy Ghost is what? Come upon you, and you shall be what? Witnesses unto me in where? In Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost comes with fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. John said, I saw it. And Jeremiah said, the word is burning in me like fire. burning. May the word of God burn in you. And then if there's sickness and disease inside you, let it burn all of them off in the name of Jesus. Burn all your enemies around you. It's a consuming fire. Let's go to Acts 2. We'll just do verse 1 to 4 quickly. Acts 2. We're talking about the word, the fire of the word. And when the day of Pentecost, so the apostles and the 120 of them gathered, when Jesus said this will happen, Jesus was taken up in Acts 1. Jesus showed them the proof of power, and it's not saying this is how you're going to get the same power. You need to tarry here until power comes. So they were in that place of prayer, seeking God, speaking the word of God. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, so Pentecost has been going on, but it fully came, and they were all with one what? Accord in one place. 2, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting. 3, and there appeared unto them cloven what? Tongues like as of what? Fire. And it sat upon each of them. May the Holy Ghost sit upon every one of us. In the name of, you need that encounter. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to do. We need the Spirit of God to do. Without him, we can do nothing. Hallelujah. So that Spirit of God coming on us, you can read that at your own time in, Luke 4. You start from verse 18. But I'm not going there. So, and they were, verse 4, and they were all what? Filled with the Holy Ghost. Tongues of fire on their head. Holy Ghost, fill them. And they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. They were not making up stuff. As the Spirit filled them and gave them utterance, opened their mouth, through their spirit, through their mind, through their heart, there was a flow. May God give you utterance that is authentic in the mighty name of Jesus. May the Holy Ghost visit you and your household. So as you sit on that word, as you meditate on the word, great things will begin to happen. Your knower, through the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, begin to show you things. You begin to know things. You begin to know things. And you say, I didn't even know how I know that. You begin to say things. And you go, I didn't even know I know this. How? The Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So Father, Son, Holy Ghost, they will make an abode with us. Rise with me. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We thank you for your holy word. What you have said from the beginning is the same. What you said yesterday, it is today, tomorrow, and forever. You have not changed. You are Jesus, the same yesterday, today, forevermore. Your word is real. Your word is power. Your word is what gives us life. Your word is what you use in creating us. Your word is what you use in creating everything. Your word is what you have given to us to succeed in this earth. Father, may your word reign supremely in our heart. May we learn to acquaint ourselves with your word. May we learn to sit under your teaching. May we learn to let your word deal with our heart, with our mind, with our physical body, with every member of our family, with all the substance you have given to us, with everything that you have blessed our life with. May we surrender it all to you in the name of Jesus. May we yield to the power of your word, yield to the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. May you visit us. We thank you for your holy fire. May everyone have that experience in you, Lord. Even now, your Holy Ghost is present because your word is burning like a fire in me. May it burn in every one of us in the name of Jesus. Burn in our family. Burn in our city. Revive us again, O God. We give you praise and we thank you for testimonies in the name of Jesus. Your word is now working for us, running swiftly and doing what it needs to do, even unto the uttermost part of this earth. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bless your holy name. Amen. Amen. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Now, if you've not given your offering, please do so. Your tithe and your offering. Honor God with that. And then may you have a fantastic, wonderful, glorious week in the name of Jesus. May you spend time in his presence. And may his presence cover you in Jesus' name. Is there anybody online? Let me just quickly. Those online, we bless you in Jesus' name. Let me greet those on Zoom. Praise the Lord. Hey, Brother John, shalom. Shalom, shalom. Good to see you. Hey, Sister Jeanette, shalom.